You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, welcome back. Leg Show News Talk 830 WCCO. Let's go to the John Schuster Coal Banker Hotline. And let's talk to Ahmad Hicks, Fox 9 News sports anchor, as he joins me now here on the show. Typically, we'll talk to Randy Meyer or Kelsey Carlson, but we got Ahmad this week. What's going on, brother?
What's going on, Leg? Glad to be a part of the show.
Man, always a pleasure to have you on the show. And man, this Sherrone Moore situation in Michigan is getting dicier by the minute. So Sherrone Moore earlier today was let go with cause from the University of Michigan. He was fired because they investigated him, said that there was an allegation. They found evidence that he had an inappropriate relationship with a staffer. So he was fired with cause. And now there's breaking news that he's being detained by police.
Mm-hmm.
Man, yeah. Before we even get to the detained by police situation, your thoughts on that news breaking this afternoon?
You know, at first when I saw the report that he was fired, I said, okay, well, we kind of knew something like this would probably happen with the way that his whole contract structure played out, how he started coaching without a contract in hand and whatnot. So at first when I saw this, I'm like, oh, they're going to go get whoever they wanted initially. But then when I saw the report that, you know, he had an inappropriate relationship with the University of Michigan staffer, and then I read an article that, you know, alleged that he apparently got her pregnant and paid for an abortion.
Ooh.
I was like, whoa.
Wait, I didn't know that part. Whoa. That you saw that in the report?
Yes, I saw that in a report. If I had more time, I would be able to pull it up here.
No. That's breaking news to me. So, yeah, go ahead. I'm letting you cook.
Yes. So he, you know, allegedly, you know, had a relationship with this lady and paid for the abortion. And they, you know, I saw another report that said they were going back as far as last week to look into his phone records and whatnot. And they found credible information or evidence, you know, that linked him to this affair. And, you know, he's married with four kids. So first thing you think about is just how disappointed you are. Like, you've been an assistant coach for a very long time, worked your way up to get a, you know, job at a prestigious university like that. And then you throw it all away, you know, on a woman when you're married with kids. I mean, so it's just it's a bad look all around, you know, especially if the story about, you know, him paying for the abortion and getting the young lady pregnant. I mean, just bad all around for Sherrone, man. You're a role model for 110 athletes on your team, numerous people at the university, and this is what you do after 2 years? It's like, come on, man.
Yeah. Well, quickly here, I don't. So is the news of him being detained by law enforcement, is that news to you?
So I saw that on the way, on my way home. I saw, you know, ESPN alert said he was detained by police after firing. I'm like, what is really going on?
Wait,
right
do you know? Do you know why that is?
No, there have been no reports. ESPN said they reached out to the department and the other police precinct that he was transferred to. They have not gotten any official word back. So
yeah.
I'm consistently updating my feed right now to see what's going on.
I'm doing the same thing, but let me just say, let me put the word allegedly out there because we don't have confirmation of this. And I'm not going to get into the specifics of what's being said out here, but there's an allegation that, like, right now, he is in a mental state of harming himself. So, like, in terms of, like, and that's not a good place to be. You don't want to harm your wife. You don't want to harm your kids. You don't want to harm yourself. There's some speculation that would say that there's speculation out there that he had made some comments that I'm done, it's over, and that people thought that he was on the verge of possibly harming himself. So I just, this is just a sad day, man.
It is a sad day. I mean, you never want to hear of it getting to this point or, you know, him harming himself over what he would categorize as a mistake. I mean, obviously, as a leader of a lot of young men, you should know better. But you just got to take this on the chin. Now, if you did do this, you lost a $6 million job. I hope that, you know, he doesn't do anything to harm himself. You just got to take the bad with the good, and you got to bounce back and try and grow from this. I mean, we've seen it before. Bobby Petrino, you know, with the staffer at Arkansas, got fired and was just the interim head coach for Arkansas this past season. So, you know, there's a way to bounce back.
Look at Ime Udoka. Ime Udoka with the Boston Celtics. Like, but you know what? Everybody's not wired the same way. Ime was not, he didn't have four kids and a wife. You know, he was seeing Nia Long, and he had a child. I don't know if they were they technically married? Like, I'm not trying to.
They were engaged.
Okay, they were engaged. So I just think that this one right here is a lot deeper, and it's the Bobby Petrino was a good one. Ime is different because he wasn't technically married. It was, you know, he had an inappropriate relationship with the, but this one's so deep in that. This guy is on campus with, this is wild, bro. When I saw the story.
And she got the raise. She was an assistant, at the university, and she got the raise to be the, the lead person next to the head coach once he got the head coaching position. So who knows how long this is going on.
Yeah.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
That's sad, man. That's the big news of the day. The other story I wanted to ask you about was in the National Football League, Philip Rivers, who has not played in the National Football League for 5 years, the future Hall of Famer, is coming out of retirement to play for the Indianapolis Colts. Your thoughts?
Yeah. When I first heard that, I'm like, I feel like that's the ultimate slight or disrespect to all these quarterbacks on the practice squad just vying for an opportunity, you know, to get a chance and go play ball. You know, it's basically like you got to call a guy who last played during the pandemic in 2020 and say, you know what? It's 32 practice squad quarterbacks out there. We don't think anything of you, so we're going to call a guy who's, you know, half a year away from being eligible for a Hall of Fame vote. It's like, it's pretty crazy. It's a big reach, I think, and you know, who knows what type of shape he's in. The first question he was asked today is like, what's your weight? What was your weight now in your playing days and what is it now? And he said, I'll tell you this. He said, I'm not the same weight I was when I walked off the field in Buffalo that last time in 2020. So,
we know crazy, that because I can see it in his face.
Yeah.
You can see, right? He was a little chubby.
Yeah, and he's been coaching his son. You know, they just had a good season down there in, I think, Alabama and whatnot. So he's probably in somewhat good of a shape. Coach O'Connell said earlier today when we spoke with him, said he has a full-scale size football field in his backyard. So he said if anybody's in shape and you still throw the pigskin around, it would be Phillip Rivers.
Man, Phillip Rivers, you could tell, man, his face looked a lot fuller today, though, when he stood in front of the media. I'm like, oh, no, man. I mean, these dudes is fast, man. They fast
but you know what he said? You know what he said? And when he talked about his weight, he said, look, he said, I've never been the type of guy that was going to run away from anybody anyway. He said, I'm standing in the pocket. I'm delivering dimes. So it's like, you know, that's his game. Drop back, style quarterback, read the defense, get the ball out. So it's a reach, though, for Indianapolis. I mean, this is a team who probably feels like they have a strong playoff chance and need a veteran experience and not the guy Brett Rippon that the Vikings had here as a backup for a couple of months.
Yeah, talking to Fox 9 News sports anchor Ahmad Hicks here on the Lake Show News Talk 830 WCCO. I do want to throw this your way. I'm not sure. Did you see the story about Troy Aikman? Troy Aikman said he's not going to give any more money to UCLA because he had a bad experience with NIL. I got to be honest with you, Ahmad. I don't blame him.
Look, I mean, I feel it's a double-edged sword on this topic. Yes, I feel you. I wouldn't want to be giving money to my university for one specific player. Then he takes that cash and then he leaves. I think there needs to be stipulations that if you're giving guys money, a lot of money, and they're taking that money and leaving after 1 year and didn't play, there should be some stipulations where they have to give some of that back. I think Georgia's actually doing that right now with the former player who transferred out. They're actually suing him for some money back. But I also think it's like, look, you're a very rich man. Troy Aikman, you're a very, very rich man. If you're in a place to give away six figures, seven figures, I mean, look, talk it up as a loss. Like, when you give the money away, it's gone. You can't complain about what said player did with it or didn't do with it. So what if that guy you paid stayed and then he just stunk it up? Now you mad you gave money to a guy that didn't play well? I mean, like, look, so when you're rich and you can give away that much money, it is what it is. You didn't care about it to begin with. It don't care about it now.
Yeah, that's something else. Hey, you know, before I let you go, I do want to get into your thoughts on the Minnesota Timberwolves, because we have been saying this, or at least I've been saying this with you on the H&H podcast on Fox 9, that I just believe that the Wolves haven't played well at all this year. I firmly believe that. There are terms that I throw out there like empty calories, or you will look at the record, and to me the record doesn't just tell the story. I don't think the Wolves have played well. I think that they eventually can unlock themselves and become a better version of their team. But as it stands right now, man, they're struggling to me, regardless of the record.
It's something that we keep going back to on the H&H podcast located on Fox Local and Fox 9 YouTube channel. It's, they don't have a point guard. And it's hard to have consistent play each and every night when you don't know what you're going to get from that one position on the court. Like, is that, that's the guy that controls the tempo of the team, controls the mindset, the attitude of the team, how they're going to play offensively and defensively, and they don't have a consistent guy there. Dante DiVincenzo is not a point guard. Like, I'm sorry. Like, no shade to Dante DiVincenzo. He's not. And then you got to think about Mike Conley. He's old, can't guard anybody anymore. And then they're not even giving Rob Dillingham any run. Like, we all knew he was a little too small to really prosper and grow in this league and be that two-way defender that they need at that position. So I don't think the Timberwolves play consistent until they find a consistent point guard, whether that's trading for a John Morant or trading for another, you know, superstar-type player. They need somebody who can take that ball out of Anthony Edwards' hands and say, you know what, you go sit in the corner, I'm going to beat my guy off the dribble, and I'm going to create offense off that, and then we're all going to play basketball while they're catching and chasing. So I think they need a point guard. If they want to get back to the Western Conference Finals, they need a young, skilled point guard that can shoot the basketball. That's what they're lacking right now, Lake.
Yeah, no, I'm with you, man. Hey, Ahmad, a pleasure to have you back on the show, man. I will be talking to you soon on the H&H podcast.
All right, I'll see you then.
All right, take care. That's Ahmad Hicks, Fox 9 News sports anchor, joining us here on The Lake Show. We'll take a break. We'll come back, and we'll get to our headlines next.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.